This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The Arkansas State Police is conducting an investigation of an incident which ended in Batesville with a state trooper and Independence County Sheriff's deputy shooting a Newark man who officers had attempted to arrest following reports of terroristic threatening. Colonel J.R. Howard, director of the Arkansas State Police, said at about 10:13 last night, officers were dispatched to a Batesville residence where reports were made of an individual threatening harm to others at the house. Colonel Howard said as deputies moved into the area, State Trooper David Jones spotted a vehicle matching the description of one believed to be driven by the suspect who had fled the home where callers had reported the threats. Howard said the suspect, identified as 46-year-old James Chapman Perkins, rammed the Trooper Jones police cruiser. Perkins fled the area and was pursued by Jones and Independence County deputies. Perkins went from Highway 25 across the Moorefield Cutoff Road, Highway 233, to Highway 69 at Moorefield. At that intersection, Perkins lost control of his truck, causing it to crash into a nearby ditch. Colonel Howard said as Perkins exited the truck, he pointed a rifle and fired the weapon at law enforcement officers, who then returned fire, wounding Perkins. He said Perkins was transported by ambulance to the White River Medical Center for emergency treatment, then transferred to UAMS in Little Rock, where he underwent surgery and is being held. Independence County Chief Deputy Alan Cockrell said his last report showed Perkins listed in serious but stable condition. Colonel Howard said an investigative file will be prepared by the state police and submitted to Independence County Prosecuting Attorney Don McSpadden for consideration of felony charges against Perkins. An elderly Floral, Arkansas woman and a neighbor friend suffered burns Monday morning from an explosion and house fire. Deputy Matthew Thomas said an officer was dispatched to a 911 call that had lost connection at 550 Big Creek Road. As the officer was en route, dispatch received a call of a fire at that residence. Floral Fire Chief Mark Byram said apparently there was an explosion at the residence of 82-year-old Bonnie Frazier. Byram said it was his information that Ms. Frazier was being assisted with a gas leak by a neighbor, Brownell White. Police say both Ms. Frazier and Mr. White were burned in the explosion and ensuing fire. Apparently White, because he had hearing problems and couldn't use the telephone, drove to the store in Floral and reported the incident. Byram said the house was falling in when firemen arrived and the structure was a total loss. He said the Floral Volunteer Fire Department was assisted by volunteer firemen from Southside, Concord, and Hickory Flat. He said they arrived on the scene about 10:55 Monday morning and left at 2:20 that afternoon. Byram said it was his understanding that Ms. Frazier is being treated for her burns at Children's Hospital in Little Rock, and Mr. White is also hospitalized with burns over a portion of his body. In other news, a Newark, Arkansas man has been charged in circuit court with felony theft. The court information says that 39-year-old Johnny Ray Smart stole a 16-foot trailer from Billy Wisdom, cut it up, then sold it as scrap to a scrapyard in Newport. Smart's in jail in lieu of a $20,000 bond. In another circuit court filing, Brian Edwin C. Sr. has been charged with two counts of theft by receiving. Court documents say the charges stem from the theft of jewelry, two TVs, and a crossbow from the William and Robin Fox residence on Sherrill Drive. And during last night's Batesville City Council meeting, Crystal Johnson of the Batesville Area Chamber of Commerce approached the council for a request to help fund a new position called Director of Tourism. A designated tourism director would work full-time to promote the community. The chamber could fund a third of the salary. Johnson will also approach the quorum court for a third and was asking the city for a third of $20,000 each for a total of $60,000. Not all the funds would go toward the salary. Part of the amount would cover startup funds like advertising other expenses. Currently, the city contracts with the chamber for $10,000 for grant writing. The new tourism director would be responsible for that. And by adding an additional $10,000, the city could move forward on the position. Johnson asked for support from the city as well as the county. The chamber currently does not have the staff or resources to take care of this needed item, according to Ms. Johnson. The director of tourism's office would be located in the chamber building. A long-term commitment was requested by the chamber. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.